I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, September 12th. Two people were taken to the hospital after a car crashed into a liquor store in Quincy last night. Happened just before 8 p.m. Emergency crews responded to reports of a car through the Old Colony Liquors on Southern Artery. Two people inside the vehicle were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Crews removed the vehicle around 9:30. Police on scene said the car was parked or trying to park at the CVS parking lot across the street when the driver went in reverse into the liquor store. Workers were boarding up the liquor store at 11 o'clock last night. No other information is yet available. A man is facing criminal charges after police say he threatened to blow up a bank in Randolph during a robbery yesterday morning. 30-year-old Joseph Emmanuel of Avon was arrested on charges of armed robbery and making bomb threats. Officers responding to a report of a bank robbery and bomb threat at the Citizens Bank on South Main Street at about 9:45 a.m. learned Emmanuel had allegedly passed a note to a teller stating he had a bomb and that he would blow up the bank if he didn't receive money. The teller subsequently sounded a silent alarm button while handing Emmanuel an undisclosed amount of money, prompting a large emergency response, and Randolph police established a perimeter outside the bank. The state police bomb squad and FBI bank robbery task force were also notified. Emmanuel was nabbed by awaiting officers after he allegedly stepped out of the bank with envelopes containing cash. The bank and parking lot were deemed safe by state police and a Bridgewater police bomb detection canine team. No explosives were found. Emmanuel was arraigned yesterday in Quincy District Court. An investigation is still ongoing. A Plymouth man has been arrested in connection with what federal authorities say was a years-long cyber-stalking campaign in which he allegedly used artificial intelligence-driven chatbots and multiple online platforms to harass a Massachusetts woman. 36-year-old James Florence Jr. was charged with one count of cyber-stalking and ordered held until a detention hearing on September 16th. According to court documents, Florence's alleged harassment began in late 2017 and continued until last month. Federal prosecutors say Florence had previously met the victim through a mutual friend and attended parties at the victim's former residence between 2015 and 2017. Prosecutors allege that beginning in late 2017, Florence created numerous anonymous social media accounts to post photos of the victim, including images taken inside her home without her knowledge. He's accused of sharing her personal information, including an email address, home address, and passwords, as well as posting digitally altered images to make her appear nude. Florence also allegedly programmed AI chatbots to communicate with others on social media, using the victim's personal details to torment her further. Federal authorities said the victim's personal information and images were posted on at least 13 websites. Authorities say she received over 60 harassing messages or calls from unknown senders. If convicted, Florence faces up to 5 years in prison, 3 years supervised release, and a fine of $250,000. Karen Reed's legal team has filed an appeal to the Massachusetts Supreme Court. Reed wants two of the three charges against her dismissed on the grounds of double jeopardy. Reed is accused of hitting her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe, with her SUV and leaving him to die in the snow in Canton in January of 2022. Reed's attorneys say she was framed and that O'Keefe was beaten to death inside the home, bitten by a dog, and dragged outside into the yard. Reed's trial ended in a mistrial in July due to a hung jury. Her lawyers argued that multiple jurors came forward after the mistrial, saying they all agreed unanimously to acquit Reed of the second-degree murder charge and of leaving the scene of personal injury and death. Last month, Reed's new attorney, Martin Weinberg, argued the motion to dismiss under the double jeopardy principle that says someone can't be tried again after they are acquitted of a crime. Norfolk Superior Court Judge Beverly Canoni rejected the request, writing that because the defendant was not acquitted of any charges and defense counsel consented to the court's declaration of a mistrial, double jeopardy is not implicated by retrial of the defendant. At the time, a spokesperson for the Norfolk County DA's office said Canoni's decision is consistent with almost 200 years of case law. A new trial is scheduled for January 27, 2025. The South Shore YMCA in Quincy wants to expand. The Y has filed a plan to build a two-story, 11,000-square-foot addition to their existing building on Coddington Street to provide for additional gym and office space. A public hearing about the proposal will be held by the Quincy Planning Board next Wednesday. The Y is now called the Hale Family YMCA after Rob Hale of Granite Telecommunications of Quincy donated $5 million to the facility. A developer wants to create a new eight-story multifamily building with 139 units on Hancock Street in North Quincy. Tremont Quincy LLC has filed plans for that new building at 61 and 71 Hancock Street, the current site of Domino's Pizza and an electrical supply company. The plan is to tear down the existing buildings and put up the new structure with 134 parking spaces. The Zoning Board will hold a public hearing on that plan on September 24th. Check of business news this morning, and stocks are higher. The Dow is up 124 points. The NASDAQ rose 369. The S&P is up 58. Asian stocks are higher. The dollar rose. The euro is up, and oil at $68 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox beat the Orioles at Fenway last night 5-3 in 10 innings, and they are off to New York tonight for a series with the Yankees beginning at 7:15. Today's forecast from the National Weather Service: mostly sunny, the high of 82 degrees. For tonight, clear and lows in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny at a high of 85. Saturday, mostly sunny, high of 83. Partly sunny Sunday, high 80 degrees. The marine forecast calling for 1 foot waves, southwest winds at 5 to 10 knots, become southeast later today. High tide 6:50 p.m. Sunrise 6:21, sets at 6:57. Traffic note, the Four River Bridge is scheduled to open Thursday at 7:30 a.m. and Friday at 5:30 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, September 12th.